Right now, medical marijuana users in Seattle buy pot at one of an estimated 240 dispensaries. But recommendations out this week from state agencies would basically shut those stores down. Patients would have to shop instead at one of the state-licensed stores set to open next year under I-502. That makes sense to Mark Kleiman, who says he's never heard a convincing case for having a separate set of stores for patients. Kleiman was the state's so-called pot czar, hired to advise the Liquor Control Board. He says eliminating the gray market could be a boon to the legal market.
If there's no competing medical system, I would expect the I-502 system to have more than half the market, even in the first year.
That's up from the 20% or so market share Kleiman's consulting firm had originally forecast. But he says there are a few troubling points in the recommendations, too. They would crack down on rubber stamp prescriptions, which Kleiman likes, but also restrict which medical conditions could qualify, which he does not like.
It seems to me once you've guaranteed the physicians writing the recommendations are actual physicians doing so in good faith, then I would be less inclined to substitute the state's opinion for the doctor's opinion about what cannabis might be good for.
Any sweeping change to the state's medical marijuana industry would require the legislature to pass a new law. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.